Well-Tempered Baroque is a production of the Classical Network. Funding for this program is provided by listener members like you. Consider becoming a member of the Classical Network or a sponsor of this show. Visit us at wwfm.org. Thank you. Welcome to Well-Tempered Baroque. I'm Dr. Lewis Barretts. Some different theme music today to celebrate our featured composer, Antonio Vivaldi, a name familiar to almost everyone who ever tuned into a classical radio station, who took a music survey course, or who attended a Baroque music concert. When I was first introduced to Baroque music in the early 1970s, Vivaldi's music was not held in high regard. Many people refer to it as sewing machine music, just repetitive musical calisthenics going on and on and on. True, Vivaldi latches onto a motive such as a four-note arpeggio or a tremolo or running 16th-note triplets, and when played by modern instruments designed for a consistency of timbre and color, and with modern players trained to play every note with exact rhythmic precision and a uniformity of articulation, the music can get tiresome. So Vivaldi was somewhat of a cliché. Yet during his lifetime, he had a profound influence on his contemporaries, among them Johann Sebastian Bach. And fortunately for us, period players specializing in Baroque music have come forward to champion Vivaldi, expressively interpreting his music in lively, engaging performance. In addition to his many concertos and other instrumental pieces, Vivaldi wrote sacred music. As a priest, he certainly knew the liturgy, and his understanding of the function of the sacred texts ran deep. But music came first to him, and he shunned his religious vocation after only 3 years. Let's hear some of his sacred music today. This is his Magnificat, RV 611. The original model, RV 610, was written before 1720. It was reworked at least twice, with the RV 611 version dating from about 20 years later. The soprano arias were enlarged and became more virtuosic, and they provide impressive soloistic opportunities for the older girls of the Ospedali. From the opening, we hear a distinctly Italian harmonic language, 4 static G minor chords on the work Magnificat, which are followed by an E major 7th chord, a most curious harmony, which takes us to an A major 7th chord in the first inversion, setting up a cadence in D minor. He follows this with temporary movement to C minor. Then we would think D minor again, but instead he winds up back in G minor, which ends the somber introduction, and then he contrasts this with a flamboyant section in B flat major. Vivaldi thus demonstrates his ability to craft a wonderful succession of harmonies with blending sonorities that are quite forward-thinking. This is the John Aldus Choir with the English Chamber Orchestra, a modern instrument group but quite tasteful. Vittorio Nigri is the director.
Thank you.
That was Antonio Vivaldi's Magnificat in G minor, the RV 611 version dating from around 1739. We heard the John Aldus Choir with the English Chamber Orchestra, Vittorio Nigri, director. Now for a solo motet. A motet is a quasi-liturgical setting of a Latin sacred text, essentially a sacred cantata that happens to be in Latin. This is from Psalm 23, verses 7 and 9. Ye heavens, lift up your golden gates to receive your divine Lord. German countertenor Andreas Scholl is the soloist, with the Australian Brandenburg Orchestra, Paul Dyer, director. We hear a very regal opening section. The next section, O Felix Culpa, is a formal recitative, followed by the aria-like Quid Lucrare's ad cor. What's particularly interesting about this movement is that it's a reworking of Vivaldi's Recorder Concerto in F major. The motet concludes with a sprightly, dance-like Alleluia.
Ah, Fortunata, quae talem merit ac tantem habere redemptore. Mundo est orta per te, salus et quies, et refulsit per te, sic fausta dies.
Thanks.
We heard countertenor Andreas Scholl in a performance of Antonio Vivaldi's motet Vestro Principi Divino from Psalm 23, the Australian Brandenburg Orchestra, Paul Dyer, director. One of Vivaldi's most emotionally charged works is his Stabat Mater Doloroso. The Stabat Mater, or Our Lady of Sorrows, originated in the 13th century as a Marian hymn, and it expresses Mary's anguish as Christ is crucified. As a sequence, or in liturgical use, sequentia, it's a chant or a hymn with rhyming couplets sung during the Eucharist. The use of the sequence goes back to about the 11th century, and it was abolished by the Council of Trent during the second half of the 16th century, and only four sequences were permitted. The Stabat Mater was permitted again only in 1727. So when Vivaldi composed this piece in 1712 for the Church of Santa Maria della Pace in Brescia, it was still not part of the official Roman liturgy. Here are sections 1 through 6. This is James Bowman, countertenor, with the Academy of Ancient Music. The late Christopher Hargrett was the director. Now we turn to the concluding section of the Stabat Mater. The large continuous intervals in the violins of the Ia Mater section suggest a rhetorical function. The translation of this section is, O thou mother, font of love, touch my spirit from above, make my heart with thine accord. The following section, make me feel as thou hast felt, is warmer with a sense of comfort and hope.
Thank you.
That was the conclusion of Antonio Vivaldi's Stabat Mater, countertenor James Baumann with the Academy of Ancient Music, Christopher Hogwood director. I'll confess, I'm really enjoying rediscovering the music and life of Antonio Vivaldi with you. Despite criticism that his melodies are often derived from basic arpeggiations and 3- and 4-note fragments, there's much variety, rhythmic drive, and a harmonic language that foreshadows the early classical era rather than the late Baroque. If only his ego didn't get in his way and he had been a bit less reckless, his retirement would have been comfortable, and instead of a pauper's grave, he would lie beneath a marble floor. We'll hear a few more of his sacred works next time on Well-Tempered Baroque. Thank you for tuning in, and if you enjoyed today's program, consider becoming a member of or donor to the Classical Network. Visit us online at wwfm.org. Through our syndication and streaming, Well-Tempered Baroque is heard throughout the globe. And it's the global network that is the Classical Network. And we do need your support. Contact us through our website at wwfm.org. I'm Dr. Lewis Barrett. Have a great day.